Hello, everyone. Can you do me a favor? When you have some free time, check out Metallic Dice Games at metallicdicegames.com, a first-rate vendor of premium dice and accessories. If you see something you like, use the promo code RBP10 at checkout and save 10% off your purchase. You can use this code as many times as you like, and doing so helps to support this podcast. Check out metallicdicegames.com today and use promo code RBP10 to receive 10% off your order. Thank you for your support.
Hello, dear listeners. We wanted to give you a slightly different intro to this one before getting to the actual intro of the game. This game comes with a bit of a trigger warning. Needless to say, it is not for children. This game is a bit darker than most of our other Call of Cthulhu scenarios and comes with a mature content warning. Please be aware that this game contains mature themes including drugs, sex, sex magic, prostitution, sexual murder, and all manner of sexual practices are at least touched on. If this is not your type of game, please feel free to listen to any of our other shows. We completely understand. Thank you for listening.
The Rancor's Brothel presents Berlin, the Wicked City. Devil eats flies.
Roll for initiative.
Not yet. I need you all to roll San.
Me again?
Yeah, you didn't lose anything the first time, sorry.
Nope.
Nice.
Got it.
Failed. I'd failed.
I got it.
Okay, if you succeeded, it is one.
Sweet.
Just one loss. If you failed, it's 1d2.
Well, d6 and a half.
Yep.
D4 and a half.
D4 and, oh. Well,
either
you
way.
Could do a six, too. Yeah.
One.
Divided by three. One.
Frederick, how much have you lost? Are you...
Three this session.
Oh, God. Okay. What you see is Trudel, the maid, seems to distort a little bit.
Her body gets crunchy.
Yeah. You can hear the cracking of bones as things sort of shape a little bit.
No.
She doesn't like transform into a creature, but it's creaturesque in a way.
No.
It's like her body, but she's holding it in a different way.
Yeah.
It's like hunched.
Yeah. Hunched, gnarled. Wielding this, you know, strangely enough, butter knife. And you hear her speak in a deeper growling voice that definitely is not hers say, "So if it isn't Miss Sasnovsky, we have unfinished business, whore."
Oh, she said that word.
How does Lottie feel about her being called a whore? Okay.
Oh my God.
You probably
aren't you glad I was not next to the mic when I did that? Lottie went all gangster and she's like, "Oh no, she didn't."
This is the part
she
of
did.
This is the part of the film where you go, "Okay, that is enough about the horse."
Say whore again.
Say whore again, motherfucker. You can attempt to roll a dex roll to interpose yourself if you wish as she rushes toward Anna.
I will.
Wait, only Frederick can do that?
No, all of you can.
Okay, because
if you want to interpose yourself, you may.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Dex roll?
Made it.
Is it a dex roll?
Yes, dex roll.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, I did it.
By half.
Got it by half as well?
I just normal did it.
I did normal it too. So, like, we all did it, but they did it cooler than us.
I'm going to assume...
I was sitting behind them at a table. I wasn't near them.
I'm going to assume this is so opposed. She failed.
Idiot.
Who had the highest roll? Or best roll, I should say.
I had 27 out of 70.
I had 23 out of 70.
Oh!
It was that whore comment that set off Lottie.
Gave her prostitute power.
Lottie went all gangster up in here, yo.
As you gain your prostitute power. And
I'm using that from now on. Prostitute power.
You tackle her, essentially. You pull her down. At this point,
Lottie's
I believe...
terrifying.
At this point,
Lottie
I believe
just, like,
are...
straight up speared her. She's like, boom, bitch!
By God! By God!
Roman Reigns her ass.
Gore! 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 It's the whore gore.
Yes! What did you just say?
No, that's empowering.
It is empowering. Rhino is a hell of a wrestler.
It's like, you can call me a bitch if you're being happy about it, but if you're being mean about it, I will take you down.
It's all in tone and context. Mm-hmm.
I believe I need Dex orders now.
Uh-oh.
That is how that works in this. It's not a Dex roll. I believe it is just 65. Off of your Dex. You're at 65.
55.
Get on my back. They were both 70.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We're both 70.
And he has a gun.
I got prostitute powers.
She does. But guns go first.
You two go ahead and roll the Dex roll. Let's just see who goes first.
Do we want to murder someone who's clearly...
19.
75. I rolled higher, I go first.
The gun goes first.
Can I get, from all of you, power rolls?
Oh. Nice. Yes.
Ooh. No.
Made it by half.
Nope.
No.
I got it. Powerful.
Okay. Just no.
I love you.
I missed it by 5.
Okay.
Which sucks because mine's high.
That does
no.
What do you wish to do on your turn, Lottie?
She speared the bitch. She took her down.
You've already done this. It is now your turn in combat order.
All right. She's gonna try to take the butter knife out of her hand.
Disarm.
Yeah. Thank you. I was going to say unarm, and I was like, that's not...
I assume that's not a fighting brawl. That's...
So I don't see brawl listed on here.
It's under fighting.
Brawl is under fighting.
Second row, second one.
Everybody should have a base at least.
You have a base of 25.
Yes, now I see.
Roll fighting brawl.
Yeah, that's about the best option.
Yeah.
19. I made it!
Yes!
Make sure you check that.
Right? No? Is that right?
Yes.
What's base?
No, it's 61. Sorry.
Oh.
It was upside down.
Upside down.
My bad, y'all.
Never mind.
Did not make it.
You're unable to get a hold of it. She's sort of doing one
flailing.
Of these things. Flailing.
Nah. Nah. Nah.
Frederick.
Hold on. Lottie is yelling at her about how you don't call women whores.
I understand.
This is
I understand.
An education.
She's saying you don't dare call another bitch a whore, you whore. As like
Lottie, I think there's a bigger issue here.
But yeah, Lottie is like going like straight crazy at the moment.
I'm going to try to get the knife away.
All right, fight and brawl.
Will he have any kind of advantage because she's been
flailing
with it?
Yeah, there should be some sort of advantage.
Because she is pinned.
She's, yeah, like Lottie's straddled pinned. On top of her.
You know what? Yes, I will give you the advantage because Lottie has pinned her. Lottie did not get an advantage because you are attempting to pin and take.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Lottie should not have gotten an advantage.
Got it that time.
Yay!
Okay. So you managed to reach down and grab the knife and rip it out of her hand.
Yay!
As she sort of shrieks in a way.
Would you like me to shriek for her?
That's
God,
okay.
you don't want... No.
I appreciate it. But no, thank you.
Ooh! Screech!
Neither one of those is like a distress screech, by the way.
As soon as you rip this thing out of her hand, she squeaks. I can't talk.
She squeaks.
She squeaks. She shrieks. That then goes to Amy.
Oh,
Amy.
LA just curb
stomps. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're at 55.
Please
Tyler.
Walk up and curb stomp her. Lottie would like be your
I don't
want to
hit
friend.
This chick who's obviously possessed.
Oh, hell no. She called somebody a whore.
Okay. Hmm. This you is your hard because we've disarmed her. She's on the ground.
You don't have your cane with you, do you?
No. I did not bring the cane.
Oh,
that's
God.
My fancy wear.
You should take like a pocket watch and like whip her. Be like, rah!
I do have my tiny pocket
it's like a
tools.
Flail. Make it like a flail.
It's not that long.
That's what you said.
That's on recording.
Oh my God. This is tricky because I am in a weird situation because she's pinned, she's disarmed.
I could try to dose her with laudanum, see if that calms her down.
Well, you can try to, like,
is there any kind of
restrain her arms or tie her up?
I was like, is there any kind of rope or anything in the room with which I could use? Any dangly the, like, stuff on
maybe
the sweet bed?
A curtain tie, perhaps?
Sure, I'll take a curtain tie and try and restrain her.
Okay. I'm sure Lottie has a ribbon in her hair that you could pull out if you wanted to.
Yeah, we got curtain rod.
Pull Lottie's hair!
make her look more of a mad, crazy person.
Give me a dex roll.
Lottie should have handcuffs.
That is a 15, which is not an extreme. It's a hard.
That's what she said.
I missed extreme by two.
You managed to wrap it around her wrists.
Woo!
Yes!
Cool. All right.
She's making noises.
That's the sound that the main
She's
making.
Not happy about it.
Oh.
Sure.
Now it's
Adelaide. Yes.
Now it's Adelaide's turn.
How does laudanum work?
I'm going to assume that you don't have any on you because you've never said you were carrying a medicine bag.
It's quite sedating is what it does.
I have it written in my gear.
Do you carry that bag everywhere you go?
I mean, most women carry a bag everywhere they go.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll basically calm them down. It contains opium.
But they have to drink it, right?
I don't think you can ingest it.
I don't, yeah.
I think it's usually something you ingest. So it's something you drink.
Yeah.
You can force it in her mouth. She's probably
not
keeping it
shut. Yeah, I want to try to do that. It probably won't work, but, you know.
Roll dex.
Where'd my dice go?
They're right there.
Aha. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No.
You miss.
She tries to bite you.
She tries to bite you.
Ow.
You notice that her teeth are a little sharper than they were a moment ago.
Uh-oh.
Ew.
I yell, she got sharp teeth.
She's going to attempt to
get unpinned
out of from underneath Lottie.
You're wasting my fun.
Lottie's got some good hip grip. I'm just saying.
Strength.
The face on all the boys was perfect.
Roll me strength. We'll do an opposed strength roll.
Thigh strength.
I made it.
What kind of success did you make?
Pretty good.
Normal.
As did I. I believe
it's
I have
draw.
To. I have to beat your success.
Yeah, so. You just bucked me, and she was like, "Bitch, no!"
Yeah. So like, she starts to get away
she's
a little bit.
She's a cutie
bit,
with a booty.
She got those thunder thighs.
She starts to get away a little bit, but you manage to pin her back down.
Roll for thickness.
Do it. Roll for thickness.
Higher the better.
Yes, every time.
Oh, she's only
mediocre.
A 36.
Oh.
Bitch.
It
I got
is,
better.
It is back to your
that.
Turn.
That wasn't even her turn, my god.
I don't know, what should Lottie do? I feel like she wants to get information out of her, and she's fairly well pinned. I don't really know what else to do.
I'm trying to bonk her on the head.
Okay, Lottie's gonna punch her in the face.
Okay,
fuck it.
Pulls up the steel chair.
It's brawl, right?
Yes.
Oh, ought five.
Dang.
Nice.
That is an extreme.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's a headbutt.
Roll damage.
Yeah.
For...
Can I change it up instead of punching? Can she have headbutted her instead?
Sure. Roll damage for unarmed combat, which I believe is at the bottom of the page.
1d3 plus DB. What's DB?
Damage bonus, which I don't think
you don't have one.
Okay.
I think only Flynn has one.
I got a five.
So that's three.
Three.
You headbutt her, like, right at the bridge of their nose.
Mm-hmm.
Blood begins to gush, and her head hits the back, or the back of her head hits the floor pretty hard. And she sort of instantly begins to calm. And,
she loses the white eyes.
The eyes begin to sort of go back to normal. Her fingers look normal. She just suddenly seems to shrink back to her normal size self. Demeanor and begins to cry, saying that a demon took over my body. A demon took over my body.
I'm gonna look around at everyone else in the room, just kind of look at the shadows on the walls because I saw what I saw. I'm gonna see if I see anything.
You don't see anything?
No fuckery here.
The shadow you saw was hers, by the way. It was her shadow.
Yeah. If anyone else was stretching a demon shadow, that's what right. I was looking for.
And she begins to weep. And at the moment that she begins to weep, the door swings open. The prince, the man at the front door, busts in, and the Baron stands up and says, "Everyone out, everyone out, 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 out." And you are all ushered by force to leave.
Lottie's like, "Bitch,
did you see what I didn't did? Get possessed by a demon this time."
What? Just responded to this time.
Not only are you ushered out of the room, everyone is ushered out of the apartment. Everyone is leaving in droves.
I'm assuming somebody picked Lottie up off this lady because I don't think she was going to go quietly.
No, absolutely.
Is the prince
absolutely.
Being ushered out?
Yes. No. Everyone is being forced
everyone
out of
but
this.
But Anna and Baron Boy.
I'm going to try to get the Baron's attention and be like, I would like to ask her some questions about what happened.
Not today. No more today. And he ushers you out.
Right.
Is tomorrow good?
You hear the door close.
Tomorrow's good.
I have a feeling this isn't the first time this has occurred.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
They just left the possessed woman in there with them.
Yeah.
I'm assuming Lottie has, like,
roll
blood
me,
on her face.
Roll me psychology, Adelaide.
Okay. Nope.
How much?
Doesn't understand.
Okay. Wait, Lottie has psychology too, right?
I have psychology as well.
Do you?
Everybody has a base of 10.
Well, yes, that's true.
No.
Should I?
Ought six!
Okay, never mind.
Oh.
Lottie's on it. It's that headbut. It did something.
It did it.
It knocked something
she's
loose.
Especially having been the person pinning her down. You feel like whatever possessed her, whatever extra strength, whatever this thing was, is gone. She's no longer possessed.
Right.
And that she's simply just frightened.
But if she was such a vessel that this thing could possess her, it would make common sense to anybody that it could happen again. So why would you leave the woman in the room?
I'm sure she would have been dragged out as well.
Okay. Probably not in the same dragging.
Oh, no. No, she went in a different direction.
Yeah, that.
She did not go out the front door.
That's, she's staff.
Yeah.
She went out the window.
They just chucked her. Walking to the car, you see her body on the ground.
Oh.
They didn't even undo the curtain tie.
That's unfortunate.
It made it easier. Lottie still has some sort of vicious look in her face. Like, she's pissed.
I think she learned her lesson.
She got manhandled twice today. She's not okay with this.
Where do you go? You see the prince walking out with you as well.
I
want to get his.
It's like chatting his, up.
Yeah, I want to get his opinion. Does she seem like the Grand Duchess to you?
In appearance, at least, yes. But as you know, her memories are
she
slowly
have,
recovering at best.
She seemed to have very strong memories of what happened in the following the revolution and her family being killed.
Yes. Yes, she does.
And that's not convincing enough to you?
I believe it is her.
Okay.
But she is clearly not,
our work here is done.
Not well.
We did
it.
We
only got paid for like 2 days.
Dang it.
Still getting money.
Please come up to my hotel room and I will...
Can I get some tea now?
Seriously? Well, it got spilled earlier with the butter knife wielder.
I know. I want some tea.
Please come up to my room and we'll settle up and I'll pay you further for your time. So you guys go back to the Eden, which again is only a few blocks away. So you could walk or you could drive. It doesn't matter. It's not that far.
I assume we would probably walk.
Right.
Most likely, because he still needs his penny farthing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And Lottie needs to cool the f*** down.
The prince hands you a check.
It's better not
But what
bounce.
About our money?
Yeah, better not bounce.
It's just a paper with writing.
Not even that. I was going more with the person.
He says you can cash this at any bank and split it amongst yourselves.
Do we know where an any bank is?
Yeah.
God damn it. You're going to get possessed next.
And he's just going to kill him right here, right now.
And he's just like, you shut up, stab.
You can see that the it has a bonus to it of 50.
Ooh.
Blessed.
Sterling?
I don't know. I guess it's pound sterling, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of money we just
got. I wanted to say euros, but there's not euros yet.
Mm-hmm. It's pound sterling. That's a lot of money.
Yes.
Yes, it Marks. Is. Well, no, he
he's
didn't
paying you in pounds.
That's right.
That's a lot of money now. It was a lot then, too.
Yeah. You receive a check. He says you can have a drink if you wish, and then you can go home for the night. The banks are probably still open for a couple of hours if you want to go.
We want to go get our money.
Give the man his money.
Yes. Money, please.
Name that movie.
I'll,
Rounders is the answer.
I'll kind of look at the prince. How's he doing? What does he look like?
He's visibly upset, but he is seemingly satisfied at the same time that this woman has been found.
What relation do you have to her?
I serve the family. That's all you need to know.
The Romanovs.
He nods.
Is this the first time you've seen her?
Since she was 19, yes.
Okay.
How old did she appear to be when we just saw her?
21, 22. It was only 2 years ago when she went missing.
So 2 years ago was the...
when her
family then. Was slaughtered?
No, I think that was 4 years ago.
Okay, so he's seen her since she escaped from Russia. Presumably. Okay. Did you know her husband?
No. I did not even know she had married.
So you didn't know about a child?
No.
Does anyone else find it strange that she would be widowed? Well, have a child, get married, have a child, give the child up, become widowed, and flee from Budapest to Berlin within a 2-year time frame?
It's been more than that. She'd been here for a while in that sense, I thought. And that 2 years is where she just disappeared. But she'd been missing longer than that.
I guess I'm confused.
I'm very confused about this timeline.
She disappeared during the revolution. That's when she actually disappeared.
Which was 4-ish years ago?
Yeah, something like that.
So in 2 years, you can
have a child, give it up for adoption, mm-hmm. and move. But I just...
That's what I was thinking she was saying, like, her story took off from when she fled Russia. And he'd been interacting with her. Like, the prince knew she was here. He found out she was here. And that's why he'd been basically following, in a sense, but not interacting. He's mainly wanting to keep her safe. So anything happened prior to him finding her this time, he didn't know about. Because she didn't know he was there, I'm sure. That's how it seems to me. If I'm following correctly in my head.
Seems accurate.
Okay.
How did you find her the first time? 2 years ago.
Happenstance. She didn't know who she was. Seems that she still isn't quite there. Although she believes it.
And in all that time, she knew you. She never mentioned her husband. She never mentioned the child.
We only met once. Like I said, by happenstance, when I approached her, she sort of fought me off, declining who she was, and then ran off into the masses.
How long ago was that?
Not long before she went missing.
Okay, and we had this conversation before. That was in
that was 2 years prior.
Red Light District.
Right.
Okay. Okay, now it's connecting. I feel refreshed.
Yeah, there's that whole escape Russia, mystery time period stuff happened. She was found again. Kidnapped, disappeared again.
Hmm. What do you know of the Baron?
The Baron's a very good man, and he's doing his best.
How'd he find her? You were there. Did you talk to him?
I assume through research.
But you hadn't had any sort of contact with him before?
We are Russian nobles. We know.
Aristocracy and all.
Oh, that was the first time you've talked to him.
No, it's not. But it has been quite some time. I was not aware he was living in Berlin.
Gotcha.
Please, take your check.
enjoy the rest of your day if you can. I need to rest.
Absolutely.
A likely story.
I'm going to Columbo him right as I'm almost to the door. One more thing. There's a man there. I don't know if you saw him entertaining, holding court. And I'll describe Mannheim.
Manfred.
Manfred.
Von Snippy Snaps.
Von Snippy Snaps.
That's going to be my new animal's name.
He sort of just gives a nod and says, he's a friend of many. And then he...
Including
retires
yourself?
To his room.
Including yourself?
Good. He says,
my lips are up against the door as they're closing. Including yourself?
He says, he's a man, he's a friend to many. And then heads off to his bedchamber.
Including yourself?
As his manservant, whose name escapes me at this point, ushers you out the door.
Oh, Fedora.
Yeah. Fedora, something like that.
It's Fedor.
Oh, yeah.
Fedora is a hat.
Yeah.
He's great-great-grandfather of the inventor of the fedora.
Yeah, speaking to you in Russian, ushering you.
Pretty sure fedora was already invented in the 1920s.
Not as we know it today.
That's probably
what we know today is a trilby.
My guy.
You know the weirdest shit.
It's fun to learn things.
You have a check.
Indiana Jones's hat is a fedora.
Let's go cash our checks.
It's one check, dear. We have to say
it is one check.
Yeah. Reps.
Is it a big oversized check?
It says cash
it is not.
Any bank.
But as you find it, I assume you're heading to a bank.
Yeah.
Sure.
As you head into the bank, you kind of look down at the check and you double take a little bit.
Well,
it's not signed by the prince. It is actually signed from what appears to be a business.
It's a shell company.
I'm going to completely fuck up this pronunciation.
I'm super excited for this.
But we'll go for it. Afbau.
Alf.
Veringjung.
Alf.
A-U-F-B-A-U.
Alf.
Afbau.
What was the second part of the company name?
Wrong!
Veringjung. V-E-R-E-I-N-I-G-U-N-G.
Obviously, we're going to look into it.
Who's got library use? I vote she does.
I do.
If you're going to research it.
I do.
Everybody has a base 20.
You got
a
40. I didn't mean like who's high. I've got a 40.
To be able to research something like that, you would have to go to an administration building.
How close
there
to
is
a
one
bank
in Alt Berlin.
Is there a bank there?
I'm sure there's a bank nearby. Sounds I don't know good. Where the banks are located in Berlin, but we'll just say yes.
So we have enough light in the day to do some chores?
Yeah. Okay. So if you want to roll a library use there on it, you can.
Hey. Let Tyler take care of that one since
I got a one.
One?
Yeah, I got a one.
After about an hour's of research, you uncover public records on the so-called construction union, which is what that apparently translates
to. Yeah, it's the reconstruction organization.
It is a private holding corporation registered according to these records. It is a private holding corporation registered to one Piotr Shalbesky Bork.
Piotr.
The address given to the group is none other than Prince Konstantinovich's quarters in the Hedon Hotel.
That's weird, right?
So this Piotr
Bork.
Piotr.
Piotr.
Piotr Shalbesky Bork.
So, anything I can dig up on this Bork dude?
Bork. He makes sausage.
Nothing that would be on record. Nothing that you would really be able to find there.
Okay.
Just that he seems to be the holder of that corporation.
Okay. Do I know where I might go to find out information on that person? Maybe if I went to the actual library looking up past newspapers, try to look up his name.
You can try that.
See if anything comes up. See if he's written any
You can find a library
Are you going to cash your check before it gets too dark, or are you going to keep moving on?
We can cash the check while he goes to a library.
Yeah. You drop someone off at a library.
The girls went to cash the check.
All right.
Because, you know, a prostitute doesn't look suspicious cashing a very high check.
That's why the alienist
You're probably dressed in your work clothes, right?
Yeah.
She's not in her mechanic clothes.
She'd be in regular clothes because she hasn't been to the shop. So why would she be in dirty clothes?
I feel the alienist will be the one doing the depositing.
you have no problem cashing the check. They hand you the money.
Yay. I put it in my bag.
If you're gonna go try to find more records elsewhere, go ahead and do a library use, but it's gonna probably be an extreme.
Extreme! Mm. No!
Nah, I got a 30, which is a pass.
You don't seem to come up with much information.
One more thing. While I'm at the library, I'm gonna look up any information on a double murder at a train track? Suspicious car blown to
shit. Oh yeah, you said there was you and a driver.
Go ahead and roll a library, yes. You don't seem to find any records of that.
Okay.
That sort of
thing. I'm
going
to go to the police station.
That'd be more.
Most recent murders you find are, you know, the ones that have kind of come up recently. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much your day. Go into evening. I assume you were all staying in separate places.
Back to my place.
Oh, no. Lottie's going to follow Erwin. She does not like being alone tonight. She's going to use her bedroom eyes and be like, can I stay with you tonight? I don't think Frederick is very safe, and I'm worried to stay alone.
I pass blink, by blink, on my blink, penny blink, farthing. Blink, 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 ring,
ring, ring, ring, ring. And she says, he's like,
ring, ring. What was that? Ring, ring.
Where does the basket fit on that?
On the front, on the handlebars. The handlebars ring, are just ring. Way up there.
All right.
Or on the back. It could be under the seat.
Yeah, it could be.
There's actually a good amount of space you can work with on a penny farthing.
All that wheel space.
Oh, yeah. There's a long connector
pole. She's straight up
going
to be like, blink, 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 blink.
And I'm going to just let them go by. It's like dodging shots. Well, welcome to my place. And just the alarm. The clock just going off.
It's a cacophony.
Yeah.
Roll sand.
Right. I'm unfazed by the noise, and it's like, have fun. And then I'm just going to bed. Yeah, I'm asleep, and these do not get turned off. They go off every hour on the hour.
Oh my God.
Ending with the gong from the grandfather.
Are they on like separate world times?
No, okay. They're all in the same time. So it's just a cacophony of noise, and I'm so used
I'm sure
to it.
Your neighbors love it.
Just oh, they hate
me. A fraction of a
me.
Second off, so yeah. All in sequence, but very quick sequence.
The next day, as you read the paper, you find an article.
Would anyone like to read this?
I feel like you've been a fan.
I just handed it off to the closest person to me.
I can try. Hey. No, I can't. I can't even. I don't even know what the heck this word is.
Just put your shoulder down and plow through it.
Just that's what she said.
No.
The headline is Disturbance in Charlottenburg.
Good. Now I can
which is where the apartment was located.
What is the date?
No date.
Is it? Okay.
It's today's
date. Well, it is today's date, which is the 23rd.
Okay. Disturbance.
June 23rd.
Correct.
Disturbance in Charlottenburg. Readers of this paper may recall our report on one Anna Tchaikovsky, currently in residence at the home of Baron Arthur von Kleist. What?
Karma Strauss. Karma Strauss 11.
Scandalous as it is our sad duty to report that Frau Tchaikovsky was this past evening attacked in her residence by a servant of the Baron's household. The maid, who has subsequently been dismissed, came at Fraulein Tchaikovsky with a knife, but was fended off by friendlier hands present at the time. Fraulein Tchaikovsky is reported to be uninjured but quite rattled, as is understandable given the circumstances.
And you also find this article on a different page.
Tyler hasn't read one yet.
That's true.
Tyler doesn't read.
I'm illiterate and they've all found out.
You get the slightly longer one.
Police have reported 3 separate murders in and around the Friedrichshain neighborhood in the last 24 hours. One body, that of a woman known only as Lulu, locals as Lulu, was found by students of the Andreas Gymnasium School. Not reading that.
Just not.
It's a place and a number. That's
called up among Copenstrauss 76.
There we go. Up and among the branches of trees. If we didn't know better, we would say she climbed the trees to escape a wild animal, but was pursued and torn up there.
Oh,
oh my God.
One of the officers informed our reporter. Torn apart up there. My bad.
So she was found in a tree torn apart?
Yes, that's how most large cats do it. One of the officers informed our reporter, we now must ask, is there a bear in Berlin? 2 other bodies were pulled from the Spree River. Inspector Krieg of the criminal police has refused to comment on the ongoing case, but notes that both women were far too mangled to make a positive identification at this time. 2 women.
So there were 2 other bodies.
Yeah, 3 bodies total. Lulu one of them.
One body. Oh, okay, yeah, it said 3 separate, and then it just went on with Lottie, or Lulu, not Lottie.
The future. Lottie's in your bed. I don't know what you're talking about, buddy.
You are on my couch.
And not when you wake up.
I'm very traumatized. Traumatized, that's the word. Positive identification at this time. Reports of missing persons in Friedrichshain District will be forwarded to Inspector Krieg while the case remains open, but many of the residents are unregistered immigrants, and there seems little hope that these ladies unknown, in quotations, will be identified anytime soon.
Oh my gosh.
Damn.
Well.
So they were all in the same area?
Yes.
They were all found up in a tree.
But not the same tree.
No.
No.
Different trees.
I don't think bears pick people up in trees, do they? Oh, yeah, they do.
They put food in trees, but not...
Yeah, the body would be food.
Yeah.
But... they probably wouldn't pursue someone up a tree to den.
What do you wish to do, based on this information you've just received? Apparently moan and groan.
Goodness.
About it.
Goodness.
Based on the lore of the story, she did not sleep well. Apparently she was kept awake by sound.
Yeah. Lottie very sneep.
Lottie's very sneepy, but Lottie totally was in Erwin's bed.
Unbeknownst to him.
That's what I heard.
Was that the most platonically you'd been in someone's bed before?
Yes.
Against her will.
She really just, it was like 2:00 in the morning. She's like, I just need sleep. And she like shouldered him over and just fell asleep.
And she's upset because that room's not much quieter.
Oh, no.
My place is littered with clocks. And they all
make
noise.
She used her body as earmuffs.
I ain't that heavy.
Dude, you can totally just like nuzzle into somebody's like armpit area and not hear anything.
I would never sleep in your armpit area. I'm so sorry.
I am the guy, and I do not nuzzle into armpits, so I wouldn't know if that was a thing or not.
You have some synesthesia.
What would you like to do?
Just sigh for a while, I think.
Besides that, Lottie's done a lot grosser with a lot weirder, so.
For a lot more.
You recognize the...
And a lot less.
You recognize the inspector's name. It's the man you spoke
to.
We
talked to him.
That's the man we talked to a lot
before.
I would go over to Adelaide's house. Knock, 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 knock.
No, it's knock, 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 Adelaide. Knock, 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 Adelaide. Knock, 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 Adelaide.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you read the paper?
I did.
Did you see about Lulu?
I did.
I feel like we should go talk to the inspector.
Yes. Do you need to return Grossman's diary to him as well?
Yes. Are we done with it?
You haven't completely read it yet. In fact, give me a library use roll.
Maybe we shouldn't return it.
I got it by half.
Nice.
Wait, let me see if it's... No. By half. It was close to being extreme.
Lulu was the first or the second one we talked to? I feel like she was the second one.
Second one.
Okay. Do me a favor. On your character sheet, keep tally marks. You're up to 7.
7 what?
Pages.
7 tally marks.
It's the whatever amount of time that equates to count.
So if you want to finish it, you're going to have to keep it.
Because books in COC take forever to read.
Okay. I keep it.
He didn't seem to care whether or not he got it back to begin with.
The case is closed, so he doesn't need
it. Right. The case was closed. He had no problem handing that off to you.
And you're using it as a way to get better intel on the inside
of a madman. Did I get any additional information from what I read with my 13?
So the way they work, the way the books work in this game are once you've completed the time allotted, then you get the information. Because it takes, it's not that you're not reading it. You have to comprehend what you've read for some reason.
It's the comprehension.
It's really bizarre. I don't care for the rule, but that is how it's played.
Okay.
I believe there's a book that I've been reading in masks for like 3 months in game.
It's nuts.
Nuts.
And then sometimes they attack you. The books. One book.
That's not going to happen.
Somebody read a book in masks that blew up. I don't remember who it was.
So we go to talk to the inspector.
Should we go get our friends first?
Yeah.
Split the party.
When I was polishing my penny farthing, I overheard that Lottie may be
that sounds like an innuendo.
With Erwin.
Please don't choke on your
Friedrich, I think you might be polishing your penny farthing too much. We might need to talk about that in your next session. All right, let's
so we could go there.
Yeah,
let's go there. Lottie will polish her penny farthing.
It's a big wheel.
It's a big wheel, but just one. One of them's big.
Hey, sometimes they're not the same size, and that's okay.
Naturally, they aren't. Normally, one is larger than the other.
Just like boobs.
Just like boobs.
But that drastic of a difference might be a little concerning.
That's cancerous at that point.
Wait, do you have a car?
I don't believe you did.
I don't think so.
Okay, you want to ride Dubs on the farthing?
I'm
looking up if there's a two-seater
penny
farthing.
I'm not sure if that's
Adelaide, don't ride bitch!
You can ride in the basket.
I think we could just walk.
Oh, that's even more amazing.
Oh, no. Never mind. It's not two. I thought it was two-seater. Like
a tandem penny
connection
farthing
in the middle.
But an oval-shaped wheel.
There is this version of a penny farthing.
Yes.
It's got four wheels and it's side by side in the middle of the big wheel. And there's a small seat in the front. Actually, and it's got little handlebars.
You did just get paid. I could upgrade my penny fart.
Pimpy ride.
Wow.
You could also just afford a taxi.
That's true. We could call an Uber Mensch.
Hey, can't with you. I'm so sorry.
You can make it to Irvin's place pretty easily.
Okay. We walk to his place. We knock on his door.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm well rested.
Did you get the paper?
Yes.
Did you read about Lulu?
Yes, that's sad. She seems nice.
Does Lottie know?
Oh.
Is Lottie still in bed?
I don't know. Again, I'm unaware she even got into my bed. Like, I'm dead to the world when I wake up and I wander out of my room.
Didn't she stay with...
I believe she's on the couch.
I go and look on the couch. She's not on the couch.
Maybe she left.
You hear groaning from upstairs when the cuckoo clocks go off.
I think that she's upstairs.
Where everybody
I'll handle this.
I look concerned. What?
Concerned.
I give you
a
knowing look.
I give you an unknowing look. What? I'm very concerned of what's going on. Like, why is there noise?
Like, sitting there like, this sucks.
Like, why is there noise coming from upstairs, and why am I getting knowing looks? I am very lost in this situation.
All right, I go upstairs to retrieve Lottie.
She was crying because of Lulu.
Oh.
So she does know. Okay.
Yeah, she does.
I read the newspaper aloud because in my aloneness, I thought no one was there.
In the same room as you, and that's when you left, and then you forgot she was still in your apartment.
To help with my German, I read aloud.
So Lulu knows.
Lottie knows about Lulu.
Sorry. My nickname growing up was Lulu, so this is really like...
Oh, that's cute. Now, what?
We're all downstairs.
We're all downstairs. Yeah. I assume we're going to head to Krieg.
We were
going
to go talk to Krieg. Do you guys have a different idea?
No. Sounds like a good idea. He'd know what's going on. Seems how it's set to report to him with any information.
Yeah. Let's roll.
I assume we're going to take her car.
I'd walked.
Yeah, but we could take Lottie's, Lottie's car.
Lottie did drive over, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Lottie drove you home.
Lottie followed you in the car when you were walking.
Just looking straight ahead, walking.
I think I'm
playing with
tail.
His clock.
Just cranking his gear.
You guys managed to get to the police station? Hey everyone, thanks for listening. Berlin, the Wicked City, written by David Larkins with Mike Mason and Lynn Hardy. If you'd like to keep in touch with us, you can find us at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel on Facebook, Rancor's _ Brothel on Twitter, and now you can find us on Discord. Just search for the Rancor's Brothel.